I think Big Fatty should do this. I think Big Fatty should set this up. Look, he's retired. He has nothing else to do all day long. He can just sit there and scratch off his lottery tickets and talk to the people. And thank you for the tiny diny. Thank you for the ham map. Thank you for the barbecue.
I could see Big Fatty getting popular on TikTok or Twitch.
Thank you for the burnt ends.
People like that Southern charm that he has.
if that's what you want to call it, sure. We'll go with that. We'll go with charm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
People like that Southern charm that he has.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3818 of the BFO for right the 23rd of September 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to do a little quiz program talk and nattering.
And I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately.
Big Fatty, did you hurt yourself? No, that was not me. That was y'all. Hi, everyone. I hope you're right. It's going well. Y'all, if you've fallen, it's because it's the first full day of fall here in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm recording y'all. By the way, I'm getting into the spirit of it, because y'all, I'm having the cinnamon apple and crema blend hot tea this afternoon. One moment, please. Even though it's 95 degrees outside as I'm recording this, but y'all overnight Thursday night, y'all, the old Jack Frost is going to be Big Fatty. He's going to be nipping on in here. Y'all, well, it's going to be in the upper 70s for right. And in the 50s. In the 50s on for right night. So, y'all, fall is upon us. Big Fatty, do you need somebody to help get fall up off of you? No.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today, the first full day of autumn. Oh, Big Fatty, is it autumn? No. It's, y'all, I met this person many years ago at my meet and greet up there in the Chicago's at Bucks. It was the homosexual bar where Miss Lauren was scarred for life. Yes, Big Fatty. He was a friend of Omar. You know, the other Opaka. From way back, y'all. In fact, I went to this person's house, and y'all, just a kind person. Y'all surprised me a couple of years ago when he wrote and said, "Big Fatty, I'm still listening." Big Fatty, he only does that on his birthday. Oh, well, okay. But y'all, I am talking about the one and only Denny. Big Fatty, we love Denny. Now, Big Fatty, that's not the Denny that Stevie B knows. No, he's not. That's Warren. That's not Denny. But Big Fatty, you fucked that up, too. I did. And y'all, then, on Sunday, this person shares shares a celebration with someone named Ross Hashana. But evidently Ross Hashana was born at sunset. But y'all, you haven't met this person face to face, but y'all, he's got something going for him because, y'all, he is the second cousin twice removed of the one and only Kim Beaver. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Michael in Stuttgart. Baby, we love Michael in Stuttgart. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Denny or Michael in Stuttgart or even Miss Beaver or Omar, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
On the first full day of fall, it seems so appropriate, doesn't it, though? Y'all, let's see. After I talked with you yesterday, y'all, I just had a quiet evening here at the villa. Y'all hadn't seen young Nicholas at all this week. He must be working harder than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Watched the news and the Jeopardy, and then it was the premiere of the Survivor. And y'all, it was a 2-hour premiere. They've got them divided up into three tribes, and y'all not giving them the first bite of food. So they're just out there starving right now. But y'all, there's some lookers on there, y'all, there's some innocent members. Big Fatty, you know Alex Lefebvre will be cheering for them. It's true. And y'all, it looks like it's gonna be a good season. Big Fatty, the Survivor always is. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in season number 43. Y'all, I can't believe it's been on 43 seasons. Big Fatty, seasons, not years. After that, y'all, I stayed up through Survivor, but y'all, then came the big run. Y'all, I couldn't stay up, so I ended up watching that on Thursday at lunchtime. But y'all, they've got some big changes. There are no non-elimination pit stops this year. So if you're last, you're gone. And y'all, it was the first time they've ever started the big run outside of the USA. Y'all, they were over there in the Germany, Mexico. Big Fatty, did you see Hendrick over there? Well, I didn't, but he's been there. And y'all, there's definitely some lookers on there and several Amazons as well. Y'all, the two of the folks from the Big Brother from last year are on there. I don't remember their names, but it was the Asian guy and the girl with the big mouth, the big teeth. Clia, I believe, was her name. And but they're on there, and y'all, it looks like a great season. So anyway, I headed to bed about 10 p.m. in the evening, maybe a little after that. Slept like a baby, and woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. Got up, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, read the newspaper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it's hot. Even that early in the morning, it's hot. But, y'all, I'm looking forward to the Friday and all the weekend nipple walks. Y'all, I can tell you this. I didn't count, but there are many, many, many more homes and Fat Acres that have got out their fall decorations. Big Fatty, it's the first day, a full day of fall. Of course they do. And the Halloweeny decorations. Big Fatty, I didn't know you decorated your weenie. And I didn't know it was Hallow either. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. But anyway, y'all, after I finished the nipple walk, y'all, I came and I had me a solid for my lunch, and y'all, it was really good. And I watched the big run during that, and y'all, then when that was over, I got my share, and then I was off to get the house cut. And y'all, I just figured, you know, if it's gonna be the first full day of fall, I'm going to get the hairs cut, and it's just going to be, it's going to be lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, from there, I went over to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I picked me up a rotisserie chicken, because y'all, I'm going to make some of the lemon chicken soup. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's fall. The old people have to eat their soup, and filled up old Ruby Red, $3.09 a gallon for Ruby Red. And y'all came back here, and I was just piddling around. I said, it's time to do the little show. And so that's what I'm doing. But y'all, one other thing. Y'all, my back door, I have one of those keypads on the back door of the villa. And y'all, it stopped working. And I've taken it off and fiddled around with it. I think it has just seen the meat. It has seen the meat. So, Big Fatty, so has Miss La-La-La Lauren. She ate a sausage. Oh, was she talking about her husband, Aaron? No, probably. But anyway, so, y'all, I ordered a wireless lock like I have on the front door of the villa that I can control from the cellular device. And it'll be here, I think it said Tuesday. So, I'll be, y'all, the villa is tech, not, you know, do you remember Circuit City? Well, this is Technology City here. The villa is in the middle of Technology City. Big Fatty, if you believe that, I've got some Radio Shack stock I'd like to sell you. Well, anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror!
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
Big Fatty and our Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from my number one straight boyfriend down there in the future, where it's the first day of spring. Big Fatty, that was September the 1st. Anyway, it's from Straight Bob. And Straight Bob says, Dear Big Fatty, I've been wondering for quite some time now, and it's finally time to ask. How the F does one actually sleep like a baby? Asking for a friend. No, wait, I'm asking for 300 friends of the BFO XO. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. An excellent question, I might just add. But, you know, I went and looked and see if there was a widely accepted definition. And evidently, sleeping like a baby is to sleep very soundly and deep sleep and all like that. Big Fatty, that doesn't mean what? Well, no, it's well, there are a couple of definitions from Big Fatty. Number one, if you sleep like a baby, that means that that damn Whitman Tinker doesn't come visit you. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from him in a while. Well, he was on the Twitty the other yesterday or something. But normally, sleeping like a baby is. It's when you're just incapable of getting up, and you usually just foul yourself with the sheets. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of straight boyfriends, y'all, my Northeast straight daddy. Y'all, he sent me a, let me just read this here. He sent me a testimonium, and he says, Brick Party, I know you like the Zaxby's, and I know you love a coupon. I've never had it before, but I can't pass up free. This goes live at noon today, which was on Monday. Join me, won't you? And y'all, it's from, Zaxby's, and y'all, they've come out with popsicles that are made of the Zaxby sauce, and y'all, it sounds absolutely vulgar, but y'all, if you go over to saucesicles.com, saucesicles.com, it says, Zaxby sauce is going where no sauce has gone before. The freezer. Why? Well, because we figured if you lick every last drop of that legendary sauce off your fingers, you'll probably lick every last drip of sauce off a popsicle. So what are you waiting for? Get them while they're cold. And y'all, they have the tongue torch and the Zax sauce. And y'all, they were free while supplies last. And I didn't see that part. And y'all, that included the shipping. Y'all, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Y'all, I may have to go and order one of those. But I know my Northeast straight daddy did. And y'all, my other straight boyfriend, Phil, used to be out there in the Oregon. And y'all, he sent me a nice note. Y'all, he's going through some health issues, and I'm not gonna get into the specifics of anything, but sending good thoughts to you, Phil, and I'm sure everything will be just fine, and just keep Big Fatty updated, and y'all, keep him in your thoughts. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of fall. Y'all, I gotta tell you, though, I'm worried sick, I tell you, about that Gus Chin. Because, y'all, we're moving into, the centerpieces and the seasonal flower arrangements and potted mums and all that kind of stuff. And, he'll have his hands full. So, Gus Chan, you need to get in touch with Big Fatty and let me know how you're doing. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the mix, and Adam.
People like that Southern charm that he has.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. I'm blushing under my parasol.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.